Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. Let me remind you that this broadcast is designed, the format around the Q&A, that is question and answer schedule. And so during the course of the broadcast, we always invite you to call in with your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue we'll be talking about today. Is it later than we think? I'm talking about the eschatological prophetic future of this old world and where we are on God's timetable, on God's clock, and not on our clock or calendar, but on God's clock and calendar. Is it later than we think? A little footnote, if I can add. Yes, it is. It is far later than we think, even among Christians and those that are Bible scholars and those that say that I'm saved, those that are church members, et cetera, et cetera. Multitudes today are operating in the dark, as I would call it, without the realization and the recognition that we're on the very cusp, we're on the very threshold, we're on the very last of the last days before the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is snatched out, what is called the rapture, and then God's eschatological prophetic future unfurls rapidly before the eyes of the world. It is later than we think. We'll be talking about that today on this broadcast. I pray that you're joining the dialogue and discussion. Lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in on the internet, it's 904-831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on this very, very, very serious, very important eschatological coverage today that I believe every Christian, every pastor, every church member, every Sunday school teacher, every deacon, everyone that is a patriot, conservative, and Christian needs to understand that the clock's running out. The clock is running out. It is winding down. This old universe is wrapping up very rapidly. And I don't say that in a scary fashion. I believe that we need to understand the future and what God's Word says. God's Word's filled with the prophetic text in relationship to what is going to take place in the last of the last days. And we're in the last of those last days. And it is my prayer, my desire, that you would understand some of the prophetic future and what is taking place so that there can be a realization and a recognition of what we need to do as Christians even today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not base our decisions and what we talk about and the issues that we cover each day. They're not based on some philosophical rhetoric or some political dialogue or some denominational dogma. It is based on the authority of what the Scripture says. You see, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. When everything is said and done, denominationalism will not be the key to getting to heaven. I've said many, many times when a person gets to heaven, you will not walk down the corridors of heaven and see a door on one side says Baptist, the other side of the hallway say Methodist, Presbyterian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no one that will be in heaven based on denominational dogma or denominational distinctions or denominational teaching. It's based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. You can be a member of every denominational church. You can follow all of the process, the procedures, and all of the principles and the dogma that is found in every denomination and still die and go to a devil's hell. You need to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And so therefore today, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak on this very, very important eschatological issue, I pray that you'll stay tuned. We're going to do what I call the inverted pyramid. We're going to start at the very top and go to the bottom. And the most important portion of this broadcast today will be after the monologue, after the introductory statements in relationship to what is said in the scripture. Then we're going to analyze what we see taking place in America and around the globe that points to the eschatological future being sped up. Even as we speak today, it is on the very verge of where we'll go in all of eternity. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the truth book, the Word of God, the Bible. I call it the truth book because Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says very clearly in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then, ladies and gentlemen, in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." And then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. It's not a passing thing. It's not something we can look at today and say, well, that's old news. We need to look at it and recognize that truth, the truth of the Lord, endures forever. This is the reason in John 17:17, the scripture tells us, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of God's word that we ought to depend upon. And we cannot depend upon what Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and AOC, and the others that are the socialist Marxist pushing their agenda. We cannot follow what they're saying, but simply believe what the scripture, the word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the most important thing that we can look at, think about, and talk about in any era, at any time. And so may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about truth, we find today the statements of George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be true, if I can use that turn of statements today. If we speak the truth, stand on the truth, it is something, ladies and gentlemen, that's rejected. It is laughed at, mocked at, demeaned, denied, and dissed, as society calls it. We need to recognize that truth, the truth of the Word of God, is what we ought to depend on. We'll be talking about the truth of God's Word today in relationship to eschatological future and what is taking place in our world today. Did you realize, do you understand, do we recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that every day, every day's news, every day around the globe, every day in America, when we watch the feckless leadership in the Oval Office, the one that is cognitively depleted, and those handlers around him, every day that they make decisions and issue fiat executive orders, we're watching the Word of God being fulfilled. We're watching God's Word come to fruition as it points to where we're going. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I challenge us with that statement each and every day. It is so vital, it is so necessary, and it's incumbent upon every child of God, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to stand on the truth even today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the landscape equipment for the homeowner. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Just at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tool for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff of Tool for Time and their families to worship in the house of God with the children of God, as God's Word intended it for every Christian to do. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tool for Time, make an application for employment, wait on an interview, and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tool for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, back to the subject at hand today. Is it later than we think? I'm talking about eschatological time frame. I'm talking about with God's calendar and God's clock. And with God, may I say this very clearly, God does not have a calendar clock as we do. Everything that God says in God's Word is pre-written. It's history pre-written. We can look at the Word of God and know what God is saying, what God is doing, where God is going, and what the end results will be. I don't know of any other book on the face of the globe that you can read and study and analyze and allow God to speak to us and tell us where we're going, what the end results are, and what God says will happen. Listen, if God said it, that settles it, whether you believe it or not. It is going to take place precisely, uniquely, just as God's Word says it will take place. This is the reason it's so important for you to hear this broadcast today. This is the reason it's so important today that if you have eschatological, prophetic, biblical questions, call. We want to deal with them and put them in the picture, big picture of what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, time as we know it, hear me, time as we know it is rapidly passing. Listen very carefully. Hours are turning into days. Days are turning into weeks. Weeks are rapidly turning into months. Months are rapidly turning into years. And years, ladies and gentlemen, are passing before our eyes seemingly as quickly as we can bat an eye. Most people today, including Christians, fail to recognize and realize just how time is flying. And with the flying by of time, we fail to recognize in the linkage, the nexus of putting together what we see happening in the world and tying that back in with what God's Word says is going to take place. We fail, in fact, with most Christians, professing Christians, most today might know John 3:16. You might be able to quote John 3:16 in 10 different languages, but you do not know the Word of God. You do not know what the Bible truly says. You've not understood that what God is saying and what God is doing is being revealed to us today more rapidly than any time in history past. God's eschatological clock is ticking today, ladies and gentlemen. Most see time only as going to work, going to school, some special holidays, birthdays, and then looking at it in our lifespan. But yet, when we watch the global and national events, ladies and gentlemen, as they're taking place, we should see there what is in view of what God is saying. We should see in these events God's prophetic eschatological clock being, if you please, displayed for the whole world to see. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want us to, and I'm still in an elongated monologue, but I want us to get a handle on, a grasp of the big picture. By the way, this is the reason this Saturday my wife is teaching a wonderful, wonderful study in the seminar, God's 7,000-Year Kingdom. In God's 7,000-Year Kingdom, it is being presented on a timeline basis, but you're not just looking at just a timeline, the simplistics of here's the line, here's the draws, cuts across that, and that's what's that. It is looking at the Bible as being a total skeleton, just as the body has a skeletal. If you have the skeleton in place, you can hang all of the balance of the text on that skeleton and understand what God's Word is saying to us. By the way, my bride just this morning said, please admonish the listeners for all of those that are coming. And I pray that you've already made a decision that this Saturday, 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, you're going to be seated in the worship center at First Conservative Baptist Church for the Conservative Theological University's presentation of God's 7,000-year timeline. It is the presentation of what God has done, is doing, and shall do. But she encourages me to encourage you to bring your own Bible. We've got pew Bibles that you could pick up, but it's nothing like having your own Bible in your hand to be able to read it, mark it as the presentation is made so that you can circle dates, times, and places to tie the big picture together to understand more fully, more acutely, more readily what God's Word is saying and let that be applicable in our lives. So I encourage you, even at this point, to be found faithful in the study of the Word, and especially this Saturday's seminar. It is available 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, 12 to 12:30 a lunch. $99 takes care of your the total cost for the seminar, including your syllabus, the lecture, and the light lunch that will be provided. There'll be more said about that during the course of today's broadcast and special announcements on that. But we're talking about today, is it later than we think? And the answer is yes, it is later than we think, ladies and gentlemen. It's an impossibility not to understand just how late it is. And by the way, one of the illustrations, one of the indications of what is happening with the speeding up of time and the control by big government is that we're going for a global reset, as it is being called by multitudes today, including Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and multitudes of others that are the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going for the global reset. And in that, we already are connected with the United Nations, thanks to George Bush, when he 2005, when he put America under the United Nations for the Global Healthcare Initiative. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says the UN recruited 110,000 information warriors to police the internet. Now, listen, this is very important in the mix of today's subject, because we're being listened to, we're being monitored. In fact, the Joe Biden administration has engaged every social media platform, all the big tech. Today, they're being used as an arm of the federal government to watch, to track, to monitor, to follow, and to squelch any free flow of information. And they're doing the same thing through the United Nations. The UN recruited 110,000 information warriors to police the internet. This is dated August the 18th. The United Nations recruited 110,000 first responders during the pandemic to battle misinformation on social media platforms and internet forums, according to the Global Body's communication director. So far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers, and we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge, hear me, this is what the article says, with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads, ask them to serve as kind of a digital first responder in those spaces where misinformation travels. On Wednesday, the Facebook and Instagram accounts of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has one of the largest websites, one of the most informational outlets in relationship to COVID-19, the fraud that's taking place there, the death, the dying, and the maiming of children and adults as a result of it. It's called Robert Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Health Defense Fund. Was shut down. The internet, shut them down. Instagram account, shut down. With nearly a 500,000 followers for the two pages combined, Kennedy's organization has been a leading critic of the experimental COVID-19 vaccines. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and Global War on Democracy and Public Health, was number one bestseller. The CHD noted the deplatforming came after the CDC quietly walked back many of their previous COVID-19 policies, and they have been criticized since the beginning of the pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to touch on that simply because that, along with big tech and social media, our First Amendment rights at this moment are being eviscerated, The freedom of speech is being absolutely squelched. The freedom of speech is being destroyed. And yet that's part and parcel of big tech, social media, and the UN controlling we the people on the face of the globe. That'll take place, ladies and gentlemen, in what would seem to the world in a nanosecond as soon as the Antichrist steps on the scene, but it's already being in the planning stages, the preparation stages, and the implementation stages as I speak today. But ladies and gentlemen, some of the things that you need to understand in relationship to the eschatological future based on the timeline given in the scripture. Number one, the first thing that's next on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. If you're driving, don't try to take notes. If you're at home or at your desk, make a note. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, the rapture of the church. will be suddenly seized. I don't know about you. I will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, to be in this old world no more. And there's not one sign, there's not one thing that is yet to take place, eschatologically speaking, based on the authority of Scripture. Not one thing, not one sign, not one event that needs to take place before the rapture of the church could happen. It is imminent, and it is on the very verge of taking place. Now, I don't know the time. I'm not going to set a date. I'm not going to be as foolish as a number of people down through the years have set dates and times and days and said this is going to happen on that date, et cetera, et cetera. That's sheer foolishness based on the authority of Scripture. No man knows the day or the hour, the Scripture says. But may I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the rapture of the church is on the horizon. Following the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to go into details of what happens to the Christian with the Bema Seat judgment, with the marriage supper of the Lamb. All of those things will take place. But after the rapture of the church, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that is the lawless one spoken of in the Scripture. In fact, in the Scripture, he is called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the little horn of Daniel 7, the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil and Satan. He is ultimately called the Antichrist. He will step on the scene, ladies and gentlemen, and for 7 years he will rule and reign this whole world as an iron-fisted dictator. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the during the days of the tribulation when God will pour out his thumos. It's called the wrath of God, and the word wrath is the word thumos. It means his white-hot anger will be poured out on a Christ-rejecting, Bible-hating, God-denying society that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And following the 7 years of the tribulation, according to my Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ will return, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through verse 16. The Lord Jesus Christ will return. And ladies and gentlemen, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he will set up his throne, according to Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 and following. He will rule and reign for 1,000 years. But ladies and gentlemen, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to slay the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of the Word of God. He's going to slay the false prophet, according to Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21, and then ultimately cast Satan into hell, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the eternal reign in heaven for the believers will take place after the millennial reign. So, ladies and gentlemen, what are some of the signs that's going to take place after the rapture of the church? What are some of the signs that tell us today? What are some of the signs that indicates to me, and I'm praying to you today, the urgency of the moment, the necessity for us to recognize that the days are fleeing by, the days are rapidly passing, the clock is counting down, the eschatological clock, the prophetic clock of God is being unwound before our eyes in the society in which we're living in. How can we know just how close we are? How can we understand that? At your leisure, turn to Matthew chapter 24, the eschatological text. You can turn to Mark chapter 13. You can turn to Luke chapter 21, and you'll find those eschatological texts that tells us precisely what God is going to, what God is pointing out that will be the signs that will take place before the return of Christ. Not before the rapture of the church, between the rapture of the church and return of Christ, 7 years, and that's the 7 years of thumos, the white-hot anger, the 7 years of the tribulation that shall take place. The word tribulation is thalupsis. It is talking about the pressure, the pain, the problem, the difficulties, the darkness, and the devastation that shall take place after the rapture of the church. So, ladies and gentlemen, the coming Antichrist, what does the Bible tell us about the Antichrist? I'm giving you an elongated monologue talking about setting the stage so that we can then look back in retrospect of the Scripture and understand what's taking place in the world today and how it is rapidly pointing to the fact that the rapture of the church is at hand, pointing to the fact that the Antichrist will step on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, according to the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, perhaps one of the most fascinating texts in all the Bible, perhaps one of the most challenging texts in all of the Scripture, perhaps one of the most interesting texts for even the lost person today, the person that's lost and without Christ, always fascinated by Revelation 13 because it talks about the mark of the beast, the 666. That's not the focal point of Revelation 13. That is part of the focus. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. and I realize I'm going at a rapid clip in order to get to the point of pointing out what's happening in the world today that ties the events of the world today into the eschatological future of what the Word of God says shall take place when the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene. According to the scripture in Revelation 13, the Antichrist will step on the scene. The whole world will be ruled, and he, according to Revelation 13, verse 3, 4, and 5, the Antichrist will have a mortal wound. He will be slain. Most do not talk about that. He will be killed, murdered. But the false prophet, that is the miracle-working false prophet, false religious leader, the sidekick of the Antichrist. Keep in mind, the Antichrist is empowered by Satan. Satan and Antichrist working together with the false prophet, the false religious leader. The false religious leader, according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 12, will be the one that will cause the Antichrist to be raised from the dead. This is the reason I tell you, and I've said this before on this broadcast, I've preached it from the pulpit multitudes of times down through the past 50, 55 years, and it's because we need to recognize there are many false teachers today, many false prophets today, contending they can perform signs, miracles, and wonders. We should be concerned when we hear that, because one of the first indications of the last days, according to Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, will be false teachers, false prophets rising up and saying, I am Christ, look at me, look at the signs, miracles, and wonders that I can perform. The false prophet will be able to raise the Antichrist from the dead. And the scripture says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4 and 5, the whole world will then wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, that means an amazement will follow the Antichrist, the one that's been mortally wounded and raised from the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole world will follow after the Antichrist in amazement and in wonder, wanting to follow the one that's the supernatural, dead and raised again, back to life, want to follow that one that's supernatural. According to the scripture, the Antichrist will curse the person of God. He will curse the place of God. He will curse the people of God in the Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, 6, and 7 text. We need to recognize that the Antichrist will not be your friend to mine. Of course, I won't be here. If you're here, that's because you've not said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. The Christian will not go through one day of the tribulation. The Christian, there are a lot of folks that say the Christian will go through the halfway point of the tribulation, be raptured out. That's not so. We will be raptured out. It is the pre-rapture that we're talking about. We'll be raptured out before the tribulation sets in. The whole world, except those that are saved, will worship the Antichrist, follow after him. They will want to identify with the dude that's on top of the pile, if you please. They want to follow after the one that has the power. There are people today that will go to every political rally wanting the pictures made with that politician that seems to be the one that's drawing the attention. There are a lot of people today that do not realize and recognize the dangers of falling after a personality cult system, and that's what will happen during the days of the tribulation. Multitudes during the days of the tribulation, once the Christians are raptured out, there'll be folks that'll get saved during the days of the tribulation, not those that have already heard the gospel. They'll get saved. They'll be martyred for their faith because they refuse to take the mark. They refuse to bow and bend to the Antichrist in that day. The Antichrist will require a mark, an identifier, an identification. It'll be on the hand of the head. And the Bible says it's 666. That's simply man-centered man. It's the epitome of humanism in taking the mark. But the mark, ladies and gentlemen, would simply say, I identify with the man that's sitting on the throne. I identify with the one that's in charge. But ladies and gentlemen, without that mark, without that identifier, without that chip, you will not be allowed to buy, sell, or trade, or travel, or eat. You'll not be able to see a doctor. You'll not be able to own or rent a home. The Antichrist, the dictator government, and the one that's in central control of every aspect of the person's life will face, on the face of the earth, will face the Antichrist and bow and bend or will be put to death. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're asking the question today, is it later than we think? I believe that it is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.